turn to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6 has a lot in it for us that we can learn from. We can apply to help us as Christians to grow, draw closer to Christ. Tonight, the title of tonight's message is God Will Take Care of You. He will. He'll take care of you. We're going to start reading in verse 19. It says, "Lay not up for yourselves treasure upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through." This verse is self-explanatory. It says, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth." God's word is telling us, don't lay up treasures for yourself. Don't seek to be rich. You don't have to do that. Okay? It's just where moth and rust doth corrupt. It destroys, tears down, makes worse. And where thieves break through and steal. True that is, you listen to the news and see where people... Just the other night, we had someone around our neighborhood, SUV. They went on a rampage destroying garages, campers, vehicles, stealing. Don't lay up for yourselves treasure here on earth. Turn your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 23. Verse 4 says, "Labor not to be rich. Cease from thine own wisdom." Thine own wisdom. But labor not to be rich. Remember tonight's title as we go through these verses, God Will Take Care of You. In this, lay not up treasure for yourselves on earth. Why? Because God will take care of you. God wants you to trust in Him. You don't have to be rich physically when you have Jesus. He'll take care of it. Matthew 6, verse 20, and it says, "But lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves not break through or steal." You lay up treasure in heaven, it can't be tampered with, can't be stolen. It's going to be worth more. I like to look at things on earth. What's going to matter? What's going to matter here on earth? When you die and go to heaven, what's going to count? What you did for you. The Bible says in verse 21, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." If your heart, your treasure is here on earth, trying to get rich before you die, that's where your heart is. Heart is with Jesus. Turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 19. Verse 21, and Jesus said unto him, If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor. And thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. Treasure in heaven by following Jesus, what he has for you. This rich man here, you know the story about the rich man, he didn't like what he heard. He went and got the counsel from God, and you sell what you have and follow me, and you'll have treasure in heaven. That's not where his heart was, here on earth, to be rich, to have everything that he needed. Folks, God will take care of you. Guaranteed. If you flip back over to Matthew 6, verse 19, we're going to go down through here and we're going to look at these verses. In Matthew 6, 19, 20, 21 talks about treasure here on earth. But if you're serving Jesus and you're following Jesus, you don't have to worry about treasure here on earth. You have to worry about the treasure in heaven. Are you working for your Savior? Are you saved? Can you store up treasure in heaven? You need to be saved first. Now, why don't you go down and we're going to talk about your master. Verse 24, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." And mammon meaning riches. You cannot serve riches. It's one or the other. You're either going to be looking for riches, how you can make more money, or how you can prosper in this world, or you're going to look to seek God's wisdom, what God has for you. And Mrs. Gowdy tonight, she needs to seek God's wisdom. That's great. You put God first, you follow Him, He's going to take care of you. He's going to give you just what you need. Last Wednesday night when I spoke, I said, God's our Father. I'm a dad. I have two kids. I like to please my kids. I like to give them good things. You know, God's the same way with us. Well, He needs to be our master. No man can think about this, for either He will hate the one and love the other. Where are you tonight? Think about these verses, making it personal. Where's your master? What do you desire? Your treasure, your master, where are they? Who is it? We need to seek wisdom. Let's go down and read 25 through 34. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, nor what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field. How they grow, they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon, all his glory, was not arrayed like one. Wherefore, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal clothe? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all things. All these things, O God, and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is... Verse 33. I want you to concentrate on this verse. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. The treasure, the master, the food, what you drink, what you're going to wear, all of that will be added unto you if you put Him first. And that word seek, the meaning of it is to desire, to inquire. If you have this verse, now this verse, I liked this verse a long time ago. I said, this is going to be my life verse. I'm going to memorize this and keep thinking of it as I go on serving Jesus. But it says, to seek ye first the kingdom of God. Desire. Do you desire in your heart to seek what God has for you? Do you want it? This verse is interesting when you study it out and you look at the meanings of the words. And the word kingdom is to seek. And the meaning for kingdom was reign. Put this together and you look at kingdom. Whose kingdom is it? It's God's kingdom. He reigns. It's His. He's the king. We're the servants. So when we need something and we want to do something, what should we do? Go to the king. Seek him first. Ask him. Get his approval. Mrs. Gowdy, she's got a job. She needs to go seek what the king has for her. Just like us, each and every day, we need to find out what God has for us. If you do not desire what God has for you, it tells you where your treasure is. It tells you where your heart is if you don't do those things. We need to seek His leadership. His control in our lives. You know what? Control, having God, having control of our lives is not a bad thing. Matter of fact, it's a great thing. The Lord has control in my life, and it's amazing to watch Him work day after day, blessing after blessing. But you put Him first. Not second, but first. And it says, and it goes down and it says, and His righteousness. God's goodness. Seek His goodness. And what? He wants to give us what we need. You know, we go to God and we ask Him to help us with something, and He doesn't give it to us. There's a reason. We go to God, we need help, we need something, He gives it to us. Why? Because He wants to. He knows what's good for us. My daughter, I try my best to give her what she needs. What's best for her? God's the same way with us. This morning, I sat up, I was getting ready to go to work. It was a blessing. First thing this morning, I'm sitting there watching the news. Celeste gets up. She comes out, she's just getting up. You know what? She didn't go over and sit on the couch, get a pillow, watch the news. She didn't go over and sit on her mother's lap to watch the news. She come over to her daddy. She climbed up on my lap, and she said, "Would you hold me?" He wants us to desire Him. He needs us to desire Him and to do whatever it is He has for us. And that was just a blessing to my heart to have her come out and do that. It makes me melt. And I got two of them to do it. It's great. But my point is putting God first, seeking Him first, finding out what He has for you during the day. Get His control. Have Him control your life. You let Him control your life, you have to worry about the rest. You seeking Him, your treasure? Who's your master going to be if you're seeking Him? He is. Your food, what you drink, your raiment, you got to worry about it? No. Putting Him first. 1 Timothy. Turn your Bibles over to 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy 4, verse 8. It says, "For bodily exercise profiteth little." And I've heard pastor talk about this before. You know, it does profit a little. Exercise does work little. "But godliness is profitable unto all things." Not a few things, not some things. All things. "Having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come." Godliness is profitable unto all things. You're walking with God, you're going to be more godly. And it is profitable unto all things. Turn your Bibles to John chapter 15. Verse 7. "If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask, it shall be done unto you. And my words abide in you." If you abide in Christ and His words abide in you, ye shall ask unto you. Isn't that amazing? You see, put Him first, and you abide in Him, and His words are in you. You hide His word in your Him, and you ask, it'll be done unto you. Turn over and look. Luke chapter 11. verse 9. "And I say unto you, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened." Shall be opened. You'll get what you need if you're abiding in Him. seeking Him first, you'll get what you need. He's done it for me. I've gotten everything right up until today. Everything. I don't have to worry about tomorrow. I'm not supposed to worry about tomorrow. He's given me everything I needed up till today. And He hasn't failed me yet. As long as I abide in Him and His Word abides in me, He will give me what I need. It was a blessing. I told you folks last week about the Bible Celeste. There's something little, something minute. We didn't need it. She wanted one. She'd been asking for one. But because I waited on Him and asked, He gave us a brand new bike for $3. $3. With a helmet besides. Because I asked. And He gave it to me. It's important to abide in Him, to seek Him, to put Him first. You need to put Him first in all things. Back in Matthew 6:33 it says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness." Seek Him first. Seek Him first in anything. How about family? Work. Time off. Our time. Bible says to seek Him first. Put Him first. There was a time in my life when I got challenged by my family. My family, they're saved, born again Christians. Used to go to church. They quit. I kept going to church because I knew that's where God wanted me. You know, after a few years of keep going to church and they were backslidden, staying home, you know, they started to pick on me. My own brothers and sisters, once they went, used to go to church and were saved. They pick, call me things like, "Oh, here's holier than thou, Mr. Churchman." They took their eyes off Jesus. They quit doing what they were supposed to do. They quit putting Him first. You know what? I put Jesus first before my family. And He's blessed me for it. I got discouraged at that time when my family constantly picking on me. My own mother come up to me and says, "You know what? Blood's thicker than water. You should be doing what we tell you to do. You don't need to go to church." That was wrong. So, I got counsel. I went to pastor and I says, "What do I do? I love my family. I care about my family. But I know I need to serve God." He gave me this verse. Turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10. And when I looked at this, I knew exactly what I had to do. Instantly. 10 verse 37, it says, "He," talking about me, "He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." I read that verse, folks. I says, I need to put Jesus first. Need to. Have to. Because in Matthew 6:33 it says, "Seek ye first." Put Him first. Everything else will be taken care of. You know, my family still don't go to church. I still pray for them. I still love them. There was a time when they would, "Hey, we're having a birthday party this Sunday at 6 o'clock. Sorry, I can't make it. I got church. Hey, we're having a family get-together. Be another Sunday." Or they have another birthday party. It'd be on a Wednesday or a Thursday. "Sorry, I can't make it." You know what, folks? By putting Jesus first, now when they want me to come to a family get-together or a birthday party, it's, "When can you come? We know you can't do it on Wednesday because you go to church. We know Sunday's out of the question, you go to church." Because they put Him first. My whole family's like that. My grandmother, She had a birthday party. It was at the Scriba United Baptist Church. It was on a Sunday afternoon. They had a birthday party there for my grandmother. We went between services. Grandma, oh, could you stay? Could you just stay for a little while longer? And Grandma, I gotta go. Oh, that's right. You've got church. They know my testimony. They know I will put God first before anything else. And He's blessed me for it tremendously. Work. Another thing. I got tested at work. Before I went to work for Brother Sixbury, I worked at Steve's Body Shop out in Mexico, painting cars. I was painting out there. Oh, the big painter. Whoop-de-doo. I'm the only one to paint it. But wouldn't you know it, every Wednesday afternoon, cars had to be painted so they could go the next day. Do you know what I did? I put God first. I went to church. Then after I got done with church, I went back. I don't know how many times I did that. God blessed me tremendously because I put Him first. He's taken care of me up till today, everything I needed. There's come a point I was getting discouraged with that job out there. I didn't want to work out there anymore. Brother Sixbury asked me if I wanted to work for him. I was like, well, man, I know the guys that work there. Oh, they swear, they drink, they cuss. They do all kinds of smoke. So I started praying. Kind of new at it. I said, Lord, I don't think You want me to work with these guys. That Sunday, that following Sunday, Randy come up to me. He says, you going to come to work with me or what? So he goes, I fired everybody. Okay, Lord, I guess that's where You want me. God, give me that job with Brother Sixbury. In return, I get to take time off to go soul winning in Mardi Gras. I get to go to family camp to help my family grow closer to God. I even get time to go to kids camp. I get to serve Jesus more because of the job that He's giving me. It's because I put... Folks, you put Him first in your lives, He will take care of you. He'll give you what you help you draw closer to Him. Vacation time. Time off. No, this is my time off. I'm not going nowhere. I'm going to stay home. Or I'm not going to go to church. This is my time. Don't do that. Put them first. When you trip, plan on going to church. Find a church. Wherever you may be, find a church. Get under the preaching. Hear it, because it helps. Seek Him first. I remember I told you folks last week about the guy I used to do roofs for, Pete. Old Pete, he lost his, took his eyes off Jesus. His treasure was in this world. He wanted to make money. Oh, it's going to be sunshine in this Sunday. Do you think you can help me? Nope. And I told you about Pete. Him leaving his wife. Wife coming down with cancer. His daughter even come down with cancer. Now he's trying to make it better. What if he put Jesus first? I pray for Pete. I don't like, but he didn't put Him first. He didn't put Jesus first. His treasure was in this world. His heart was in this world. He had a nice fancy truck called the Toontown truck. Cartoon characters painted all over. It looked nice. That was his pride and joy. Wife had a nice fast IROC. That's what their life consisted of. They're both saved. Both Christians. Both going to heaven when they die. They didn't put Jesus first. Folks, tonight, if you get anything at all, just realize, you seek Him first, His righteousness, whatever God has for you, no matter what it is, do it. He's the King. He knows what's best for us. Desire it. Want it. If you seek Him first, you'll lay up treasure in heaven. You'll know where your heart is. You'll know who your master is. You won't have to worry about your life. You won't have to worry about where your next meal comes from if you seek Him first. That word seek, desire, inquire. You have to look for Him. You have to desire it. Folks, if you're saved tonight, He's your King. He wants to be your master. He wants to guide and direct you. He wants to give you the things that you need and even the things that you desire. He wants to. But are you putting Him first in all things? Are you abiding in Him? Are you abiding in His Word? After all, when everything's done, we stand before Christ. Is it going to matter what house you lived in? How much money you made? Or the kind of car you drove? Nope. Not at all. Not even close. What's going to matter is when you stand before Christ, and wouldn't it be a blessing to hear those words? Well done, thou good and faithful servant. You know, we can get it. We can do it. If you put Him first. Seek Him first. Follow what He has for you. Brother Gowdy's come to me a few times, and he's asked me, Brother, what do you think about this? And I tell him, I'm going to give you the best advice I can give a person in this church. When you have questions like that, go see Pastor. Go see Pastor. I did. Lots of times. Folks, God gives Pastor more wisdom than any of us. And when he shares, it's amazing. You go to Pastor, you go, what do? And he tells you, it's like, why didn't I think of that? Because I need to go see him. I need to seek it. I needed to find out. God used him to help me. When Pastor gave me that scripture about loving father and mother more than him, I needed that. He helped me with that. In-home Bible studies was one of the first things that really got me thinking about serving Jesus. We're doing the in-home Bible study at Brother Drew's house with Reynolds. And I realized there was more to serving Jesus than coming in on Sunday morning and sitting in the pew. Sunday service was over. I did my job. I'm done. Then I started seeking what God had for me. And there's a lot more to it than just sitting and taking up space. We need to be a servant. In order to hear that, well done, thou good and faithful servant, you have to be a servant. And if you're seeking Him first, in His righteousness, trust the Word of God. It's in here. It's truth. It's Bible. It's been proven. All these things will be added unto you. Taken care of. If you put them first. If. What are you going to do? What do you desire? You got the attitude? Well, I'm going to do what I want to do right now. And then I'll see what God says later. trouble is all you're going to get. I've seen it. Time and time again, people doing what they want to do. I praise the Lord for my family. My dad got saved when in his 30s or so. Matter of fact, Brother Distin, love him the Lord. When I was growing up, he was sowing and going to church. That planted the seed in me. I knew I had to get back to church and doing right, which helped me to serve Jesus. I got 7 brothers and sisters. They don't go to church. They don't serve Jesus. I went and had lunch with one of my young blessed time. We had a good time, conversation. But she's living for the world, the treasures of the world. That's all she's living for. Because why? They're not seeking God. They just ain't. In every situation you come across and you see, you can look at it and you can get spiritual wisdom from it. Something to grow from. Learn by. She's 19 years old. Wears the tight pants, the short shirts. She's got little things painted on her belly so people can look at her belly. It's sad. But you know what? If I him first, I've got 2 little girls in my bed. I have to seek God. I have to desire Him. But they'll grow up and who knows what. Folks, we need to put Him first in all things. Would you bow your head and close your eyes? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.